This week we are going to discuss the challenges facing people who convert to Islam.
People in the Western world have been converting to Islam for some time. Cassius Clay, the 3-times world heavyweight boxing champion, embraced Islam in 1965.
The feelings I had while standing on Mount Arafat on the day of the Hajj were the most unique. I felt exalted by the indescribable spiritual atmosphere there is over 1.5 million pilgrims invoked God to forgive them for their sins. It was an exhilarating experience to see people belonging to different colours, races and nationalities, kings, heads of state and ordinary men from very poor countries, all clad in 2 simple white sheets praying to God, without any sense of either pride or inferiority. It was a practical manifestation of the concept of equality in Islam.
Jemima Goldsmith, daughter of the British billionaire Sir James Goldsmith, converted to Islam when she was just 21 years old.
It would seem that a Western woman's happiness hinges largely upon her access to nightclubs, alcohol, and revealing clothes. And the absence of such apparent freedom and luxuries in Islamic societies is seen as an infringement of her basic rights. However, as we all know, such superficialities have very little to do with true happiness.
After a long search for meaning in a life of fame, drugs, and rock and roll, Cat Stevens embraced the Muslim faith.
I realized that this was the true religion. Religion not in the sense the West understands it, not the type for only your old age. We must follow the will of God, then we can rise higher than the angels. The first thing I wanted to do now was to be a Muslim.
What do Westerners see in Islam that makes them decide to become Muslims? Might the wars in Afghanistan and Iraq, or Western support for Israel, encourage Westerners to convert? 2009 saw approximately 40,000 Brits, 70,000 French nationals, and 100,000 Americans become Muslims. What reasons lie behind these astonishing rates of conversion? Islam and Life investigates.
So these are the questions. Why so many people are coming to Islam, and what is attractive to Islam? We spoke about this a few weeks ago, but still what we want to discuss today is really what is happening and in which way people could be attracted to Islam. And still, when they are within the Muslim communities in the West, which kind of problems, which kind of challenges they are facing, because it's not always easy. When I'm very often asked by Muslims and convert to Muslims, say, okay, you have to say something about us because we are like a minority within the Muslim communities. These are very critical questions and very important questions. So people are attracted to Islam, are attracted towards, you know, its simplicity, the very essence and the principles of Islam. And then when they come to within the community, these are problems that they have to face. So these are questions that we want to tackle today. So to answer these questions, I'm joined by the director of the New Muslims Project at the Islamic Foundation, Batul Tama. So Batul, thank you for being with us today. You have watched the clip. I think that, yes, something is happening in the West, which is quite clear that the people are attracted towards Islam. You have been involved in, you know, dealing with converted people coming to Islam for the last 15 years. You yourself, you are a converted, so you came to Islam. So if you were to respond to this very simple question, why is this move towards Islam so frequent in our societies in the West?
Well, it's quite difficult really, because the attractions are wide and very varied, and people come to Islam for all sorts of different reasons. Obviously, one of the reasons since time immemorial has been the fact that people meet other Muslims and there's an attraction there. There's a personal relationship, and so they want to get married. This is one reason, and this will always be there. And we should always sort of look at these kind of situations when somebody converts to Islam for the sake of marriage. There's always been the suggestion that they're not quite a good Muslim, you know, that they converted to Islam for that specific reason. But, you know, this is not for us to decide. You know, Allah's plan is much greater than our plan. And so Allah may have brought them to this situation for a reason.
It's a very important point. You are saying that the reasons why you come to Islam says nothing about the sincerity and the in-depth of your faith. This is, it could be a reason which apparently is, oh, it's for marriage. But at the end of the day, your intention, your heart could change over the process of becoming a Muslim.
Indeed, very much so. And you will often find that people who have converted to Islam for marriage or have married a Muslim and not had to convert in the situation of women, the women often become Muslims and become extremely, you know, sort of sincere and practicing people. And they actually become a lesson and an example to other Muslims.
So this is one dimension. It could be the majority situation, in fact, when you have people coming to know each other and it's for marriage. But we also saw that people like, you know, Cat Stevens, who became Yusuf Islam, this was something which was... It's his relationship to the Quran. He read the Quran.
Yes.
You know, he got the Quran from his brother. He read the Quran. And you have other people, Cassius Clay, for example, coming to Islam without anything which has to do with, you know, knowing it, someone. But the very essence of the message, which is a simple one, that there is one God and there is your life has a meaning.
And of course, you know, people will come for all sorts of different reasons, as I've said. People... because of all the dreadful situations that have occurred around the world and that have been, you know, have happened because Muslims have interpreted the Quran in terms of wanting to carry out these catastrophes on the, for religious reasons, have triggered many people, non-Muslims, to want to look into Islam, to want to see what does this religion say about terrorism, about peace, about peaceful coexistence with other people from other faiths and so on, and have been shocked and surprised by what they found in the Quran, in the teachings of the Prophet, peace be upon him. And I have had people come to me and say, you know, I want to convert to Islam, but I'm more shocked than you know, I'm so surprised that, you know, I have come this distance because it's not a faith that I would have ever wished to look into. But somehow, because they have read into Islam in order to try and, you know, understand what goes on in the mind of Muslims who you know, use their faith in order to carry out these terrible atrocities around the world, they have found something, you know, peace and harmony in Islam, and it has drawn them further in. They have been unable to sort of unhitch themselves from what they are reading, and eventually they become Muslims. Again, you know, you could have a student who's doing a module in art in university, and they're introduced to Islamic art as part of their university degree course, and then they begin to realize this connection between art and the creator, and, you know, how the artist and the creator, the artist manifests the creator's beauty and spirituality around the world. So again, it could be so many different reasons.
And we had, you know, so many stories coming from, you know, Iraq, Afghanistan, you know, soldiers coming to know people and to learn more about Islam. And what you said is quite important about these different ways. But once again, I think it's quite important not to judge the way, but our the sincerity through the way. Because this is something which is quite important.
And to remember that Allah opens the way, lights the way, removes the veils of, you know.
It's not for us to judge this, which is quite important.